Welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts and Mermaids. And today I have Ciara, who is part of the sailing yacht season of Below Deck. I don't know if there's more than one, but definitely she's part of one of them. And she's also a chief stew, although she did play a deckhand in the show. Welcome, Ciara. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So the reason why I actually reached out to Ciara wasn't because she had been part of the Below Deck. It's actually because I was really inspired by the fact that when you're part of this type of shows, I guess you get a lot of heat and what we can say like haters vibes. And I was by the way she has been handling it that I really thought I just wanted to have her on the show and talk about who she is and how does she find the courage to stand up and speak up. So when I say this, Ciara, what comes up for you?
Confidence. I guess this would be the main thing. Also, just being a fiery redhead helps. I don't take a lot of shit naturally. But yeah, it's just knowing what you stand for and knowing who you are and knowing that when people are insulting you or giving you hate, that it's not warranted. And having the confidence to say, look, this is not actually how it is. Back off. But I think it takes years and years of practicing confidence, building yourself up to be able to stand up and say those things.
Because I think that what you have been experiencing through being showcased on TV and having all these people say whatever, this is something that most of the crew experience daily, just on their vessel, like beyond having even nothing to do with TV. So you talked about having the confidence and then not taking shit.
Yeah.
Because being a redhead definitely helps. Like being a Puerto Rican definitely helps. But then again, I wonder, because a lot of people don't take shit because of fear, not really because they value themselves. So it's almost like a reaction.
Yeah.
And about responding, because you said that you have the confidence, obviously that makes me assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're obviously not coming from fear, but coming from self-worth and knowing your value.
Yeah, no, definitely. When I was younger, I had a lot of like self-esteem issues and a lot of confidence issues. And I don't know, I just didn't like being in that place. And I realized at the end of the day that the only person I have in my life is myself. At the end of the day, I need to work on me and being comfortable with me. And I'm still working on it on a daily basis, but just having an honest conversation with yourself about why you're feeling this way, what you can do to change it, definitely helps.
And what, as you said, that you had self-esteem, self-worth, which I think all humans have.
Yeah.
The belief system that has been installed in us from society, from parents, is usually from a place of doubt because that was what they got installed in them. So it's just like passing it on until somebody decides, like you and me and so many, that say, no, this shit needs to stop right here. And then we flip it and we actually realize that, yeah, that we are valuable just because we are.
Yeah.
My question to you is, how did that actually happen for you? Like when was the switch where you were like, okay, I'm done? Was it prior to yachting or when you joined yachting? Because you've been in yachting for 5 years now. So was it before or after or during yachting?
To be honest, I started yachting when I was 17. So it's just been from then until now, a little bit before, but most of it was when I was able to get out of, I guess, living at home and just not having a lot around me and just being out and realizing that I'm capable of doing a lot of things and that I am valuable. And I think it's just getting out of a stagnant environment for me is what helped, was getting out and being able to just, a lot of it was traveling, being able to travel like on your own and know that you can do this, because I know a lot of people have a fear of solo travel or just traveling to a different country where maybe they don't speak the language and they have that fear that, oh, I'm not good enough to try with this language. And that, for me, traveling, getting out of a stagnant environment and just doing something is what really propelled me to be like, no, I can actually do whatever I set my mind to. I can do what I want. when I am capable of whatever I set my mind to. It's just, yeah, it's just getting out of your headspace and realizing that you're more valuable and more capable of what you think you are.
And what are you, as you said, that you are still working on it, because it's like everything is where I think we're like a art, like a piece of art that it's, we're constantly in work in progress. As an artist myself.
Yes, we got a familia.
And I think sometimes we, that's really what we are. We're just a piece of art that is in constant progress, because I don't know, as an artist, like you, there's not really a moment where you said this piece is done. Sometimes you think it is, but then there's always a layer and there's always that thought of, oh, I could have changed that, or I could always add that. So when we look at ourselves in that scenario, and you said that you were constantly working on it and progressing, I just wonder, how does that look like on your daily life?
I don't know. I feel like for me, it's something that I just make a habit of every day subconsciously, not really thinking about it anymore. It's just something simple as looking in the mirror and not thinking like, oh, I look like shit today, or oh, I wish I looked like this instead. It's just, I don't know. It's like little things that you do progressively that build up. A lot of it comes from, for girls especially, and especially in yachting, a lot of it's self-image. And so, yeah, I think it starts from the moment you wake up. You're just telling yourself that you're worth it and that you're, oh, I like this about myself. I really like this about myself. And just talking yourself into it.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have so many negative thoughts, and we really talk very negatively in our head. If people only knew what we have actually said to ourselves sometimes, it's wow. And I think like a lot of people, if you ask yourself, would you say that to somebody else? Most and likely you'd be like, no way. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, why on earth say it to yourself? And I think, yeah, that's a great advice, where you consciously making the choice of choosing differently and saying, you know, focusing on what I don't like, let me focus on what I actually do, because we all like something about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And how does, I wonder, all these things that are happening, especially on social media, with you being part of the show and just getting all this feedback, how do you perceive it? Do you perceive it as, actually, you tell me how you perceive it?
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of positive feedback from the show, but I've also got a lot of really negative feedback. I'm sure you've probably seen some of my stories where I share what people send me. It's like everything from death threats to you should kill yourself, and oh, you're a piece of shit, your boyfriend's a piece of shit. Like, they insult, people have no limits. It's astounding the things that they'll say to a stranger, you know. And I'm not gonna lie, it does get to me sometimes where I'm like, oh my god, this is just, it's really harsh and so unwarranted. What are these people thinking? Who wakes up and says that to someone? But at the end of the day, you just have to realize it's more a reflection of them than it is of me. Happy people don't wake up and think that about someone. They don't wake up and send this kind of, these kinds of messages to somebody that they don't know. Obviously, it's something going on in their life where they just feel angry. And you, for me, like, I can't help but feel sorry for them that they have that kind of thinking going on in their head. And yeah, like I said, it's just, it's a reflection of them, not me. They don't know me well enough to come to that conclusion.
Oh, totally. So basically, how you've been handling, as I'm perceiving it, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you have been able to step back and say, okay, this is not about me. I'm not having to take this personal, because this person may be going through something that they're just venting, and they're using me as a vent, and that has nothing to do with me, which I totally agree, because one of the ways I believe we should all live, it's an agreement that we should all have, is not take anything personal. Because at the end of the day, even when we're saying like you're pretty to somebody, I feel like we're always talking to ourselves no matter what. You know what I mean? It's like our own inner world just coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you feel good, you put out good vibes and positive energy. And when you're not feeling good about yourself, if, you know, I'm pissed off because I have acne today. Maybe I'm not going to be as nice to the person next to me. It all comes from what's inside rather than what the other person looks like. Or
exactly. So that's it. That's the perfect sample because it really makes us understand, like, it's never about you.
While
the other person is feeling and what they're going through, and you're just there
taking the brunt of it.
Exactly. So I got there here because lately what's been really alive for me is the understanding of basically everything I experience in life is a reflection of how I'm showing up. Which is basically what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
When you get all this, whether it's negative or whether it's positive, it doesn't really matter how we perceive it. How do you feel? Or maybe like a specific time where there was like so much, like maybe something that really moved you and you were like, wow, this is like really deep stuff. Like when like a death threat or something like that. How were you showing up in your life that allow you to experience that?
I know that the times when I was taking it the hardest were because you have your good days and your bad days, of course, where sometimes people say something and it just sets you off no matter what it is. And the days that I felt the worst about getting some of the messages and stuff that I have been when I've been focusing on the negative things. It's like you read this comment, you read that comment. Oh, somebody says this about you. And it's when you keep focusing on those and it's, oh my God, I'm really shit, is the conclusion that you come to. It's when you give in to that negativity that it affects you the most.
Yeah. And like you said, because you focus on that, then it has to work because that's where that is.
Yeah.
And then you get more messages.
And then you have to sit back and realize it's okay. So there's 1.2 million people that watch the show and I get maybe 100 nasty messages a week. Okay. That's still 1.2,900,000 whatever, that are not saying negative things. But there's still that many people that maybe they absolutely love us on the show, but they're just not saying it, you know? And you just got to focus on like the bigger picture and realize that just because there's 100 people saying something nasty does not mean that's the general conclusion of everybody.
Exactly.
Just try to keep that in perspective.
Yeah, I think definitely having that perspective of stepping out in the bigger picture, definitely it helps in any scenario.
And really being conscious of how we are showing up. Because if we're showing up from a place of fear, obviously more of the things that we don't like are going to continue to show up because it's inevitable, because that's our energy.
Then like when you shift that energy to something that you're more aligned with in the sense of abundance, and then you get more of that feedback. So
yeah,
wonder how has it been after the show and dealing with the aftermath of it, which is this, right? People getting to see you, all that. I wonder how has that affect you on your actual yachting career, like work-wise?
It hasn't really, to be honest. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I worked on the boat for a year and a half, despite the show happening for 6 weeks. So that definitely helps because it's not the first thing that comes to people's mind is, oh, she's just a below deck actor or something. No, I actually do work on yachts full time, and that's what I continue to focus on despite the show. So it hasn't really negatively affected me or Paget personally, but I do know that some of the other cast members have been turned down for quite a few jobs because of the show. And that's more just because of they don't want the attention. They don't want their crew to be more famous than the actual guests on board. And I wouldn't say that it's affected me negatively per se.
It's funny that you said that because I just wonder, we just talked about the fact that you experience, you know, how you're showing up, and you're showing up in a place where you're like, no, This is my career. This is what I've been doing at. This is what I'm good at. Like, these 6 weeks was just an exploration of something that came my way. I took the opportunity. That's it.
Yeah.
And I just really wonder, and I guess we will never know because the other people are not here, but it just feels like they're probably showing up differently. And that's why they're having all these difficulties or challenges on getting higher.
Yeah, no, and a lot of people use Below Deck as like a way to propel whatever their other career is that they want to do, whether it's in George's case, music, or Madison, fashion, Adam, cooking on land. So for a lot of people, it's a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. For Padgett and I, like Padgett's been in yachting for 10 years. I've been in yachting for 5. This is what we do. This is our job, despite the show happening. And I feel like as long as we put that image forward and yeah, we happened to go on the show, it came up, we did it. We did it for a bit of fun and because we got paid for the 6 weeks. So why not? It was an experience.
Totally. So was there ever a moment where you were like, oh my God, I don't think we should have done this. Or even when you were like, maybe considering it, right? Maybe the thought of, no, maybe this, because a lot of people tend to think, oh, if you do the show, you get
bye-bye yachting.
And then if that was to be true, then why are we still like working on their people that have done really bad shit and they're still getting to learn? I'm like, obviously that you can always find your way. But
I think the best piece of advice, because Padgett and I were really debating doing the show because of that. We were like, oh my God, what can we expect from this? What's going to happen? And we're actually really good friends with Joel, one of the guys who actually did 2 seasons on Below Deck. We were friends with him long before he did the show. And we're still friends with him now. And he basically told us, hold on 1 second. Here's one. Oh, okay, I'm back. He's basically told us that the people whose careers it ruins either hadn't been in yachting anyways and they didn't have a career, or they weren't serious about their career in the first place and weren't using the show as a stepping stone. So who cares if it affects their yachting career? They are going to do what they're going to do to be famous on. And it's true. You can't say that the show ruined your career if you didn't have a career in yachting to start with.
Yeah. Do you feel that the show has potentially given yachting a bad reputation?
Yeah, I mean, it's edited for drama, that's for sure.
But
hasn't actually happened.
I haven't watched all of them, but I really feel like when I was watching, I think the first that ever came out, and I thought to myself, you know what? Most of it is true. It's just that maybe for the most part, you don't find it all in one boat. You just have to, like, one season you see this shit, in the other season you see this shit. But this one is like hitting one. But I think
The way that I see it is that Below Deck is a very concentrated view to give people who have no idea what yachting is about. What does that even mean? Is that a real job? Below Deck is just a very concentrated thing to give the idea of what is yachting. It's not necessarily like this is what every single charter season is like. It's not. Maybe you'll never experience half of the things that come across in the show. But the way that they've cast certain personalities and they have certain charter guests, like, it's put together to create drama, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what reality TV is about. It's about drama and relationships and
and that's what life is about. Everything is relationships and everything has a drama to it because we make it, because we feed from it. So many of us coming from that place of fear. And I have seen so many people that actually have gotten super inspired to join yachting, not to party, not to do anything like that, but to actually be like, wow, this is a career that I really want to pursue. And it has been through the show that they have been able to experience that calling.
Yeah, I've personally got a lot of messages from younger people in the university or just travelers. They're like, hey, I've seen you on the show. I really want to get into yachting. It looks really exciting. How can I do this? I get a lot of those messages as well.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool.
Because we are always, yachting is expanding constantly, and there's always need for more people because that's just what it is. It's an industry
but
constantly upgrading itself. So
yeah.
I want to wrap it up with, what advice could you give crew members who may be going through some time in their life where they're getting really negative feedback all around them from crew, from guests, from whatever, you name it, everything's happening at the same time. Like, what's your advice to them? How to handle that?
Yeah, just don't take it too personally. And remember that everybody has something going on in their life, whether they speak about it or whether they make it very apparent or not. Everybody has something going on, and that will most of the time have an effect in how they speak to you or how they handle this problem or that problem. And just don't take it too personally. I don't know. That's have the ability to know maybe, yes, you do need to correct your behavior, or maybe, yes, you do need to improve something, but take it positively. Don't take everything negatively and let it affect you and bring your mood down and then just end up in a worse place than you already are.
Beautiful. So basically, if you're going through some drama in your life, just make sure to step back, be like, okay, this is not about me. What's here for me? How am I showing up that is reflecting this? So I could take the lesson. And if I need to transform, change something, I can do that. But also have compassion that you may not know what the other person is going through. That's why they're the way they are.
Yeah. Maybe like a problem isn't actually that serious, but because this person has this going on in their life, they're taking it really hard and it's coming out in this way. Everybody handles their, I don't know, like their grief or emotions or frustrations differently. I'm just keeping that in mind.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. I definitely advise the same. So is there anything else you want to share before we wrap it up?
Not really. I think we covered everything.
Good.
Okay. I feel like we did.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for just showing up, speaking up your truth, sharing it with us, and being fucking real, because we need
it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Yeah, this was fun.
You're welcome. So for everybody who's watching this show that feels the call like Sarah to speak up and share their truth, please click on the link below and you can save a spot to record a show with me and share your wisdom and your knowledge, and whatever advice you want to give is more than welcome on the show, and you can talk about anything you want. Yeah, that's a wrap. And thanks for listening once again. And thank you, Sarah, again. And until next year. Bye, guys.